When they had rested for a while and it was good and dark, they started the wagons rolling south again. The moon hadn't risen yet when they reached the river, but Luke saw stars reflected in its placid surface. Remy rode out in front of the wagon so the others could see how deep the water was. Luke figured it was only about a foot.
Bottom good and solid. Only problem is that the bank on the other side a little steep. It'll be a hard haul for the teams getting all that weight up to the top, but I reckon they can do it.
All right, let's go.
The big draft horses leaned into their harnesses. Water splashed around the wheels as the wagon began fording the river. Luke made the crossing without any problem and started up the grade on the far side as Edgar's wagon rolled out of the water behind him. Remy sat his horse to one side. Suddenly, what felt like a sledgehammer slammed into Luke low down on his back. The impact drove him forward. Dropping the reins, he fell to the side, landing with stunning force beside the front wheel. He had never felt such pain in his life. It swelled and burst into a fiery explosion that seemed as big and hot as the sun. As Luke lay there, he heard his friends getting slaughtered. They had been ambushed. The question was whether the bushwhackers were Yankees or those damn deserting curs. He got his answer a moment later when hoofbeats sounded close beside his head. Instinctively, he tried to jerk away from them, but his body wouldn't work anymore. All he could do was lie there and twitch.
I don't hear you giving any orders now, Jensen.
Wiley Potter. Luke recognized the voice, even though he couldn't respond to it. He thought his gun was still tucked in his waistband and tried to edge his hand toward it. The mud of the riverbank splattered in his face as the bullet tore into the ground beside his head.
You're beat, Jensen. You might as well admit it. The other three are dead, and you soon will be. And that gold's gone with us, just like it was supposed to all along.
You stupid idiot. Did you really think we were just gonna ride away and leave it?
Luke was hurting too much to force his thoughts into any coherent order. He shifted a little, and an even more terrible wave of pain moved through his body.
Your back's busted. That was a hell of a shot I made, if I do say so myself. You're gonna be a long time dying, Jensen, and I'm gonna sit right here on my horse and enjoy every minute of it.
So you go ahead and scream. It's music to my ears.
Wiley, we can't stay here too long. We need to take these wagons and get moving. Why don't you just put a bullet in his head and be done with it?
And what fun would that be? I'm with you, Wiley. I want to listen to Jensen scream while he's dying.
Luke's mind cleared abruptly. He understood what they'd been saying and forced himself to calm. He wasn't going to give them the satisfaction. But his resolve was short-lived. The deserters were enjoying Luke's torment. They weren't going to have much longer to indulge their sadistic glee. A darkness that had nothing to do with night was closing in around Luke, washing over his mind like a black tide. This is what dying feels like, he thought in a final moment of clarity.
He's dead.